Now, scientists are planning a rescue for the ash tree threatened by the Calara fraxinea fungus. The Natural Environment Research Council is paying them to sequence the ash genome to find the differences between ash that succumbs to the fungus and ash that survives it. Then, of course, we can breed ash that's resistant and save the species and the ecosystems reliant on it. Richard Buggs from Queen Mary University, London, explained it all to me.
Ashes, like every other living organism, have a genome that codes for everything they do in their DNA. And I've just had a grant from the Natural Environment Research Council to sequence the 950 million letters of the ash tree genome. And I'll be applying technology that's been developed for medicine to sequence the ash genome. And that's a foundational step towards a breeding program to develop an ash tree that's resistant to ash dieback.
How many trees are resistant?
In Denmark, a very small percentage of trees show some resistance, but none of them seem to show total resistance. So what we need to do in Britain is look out for these resistant trees and not chop them down, keep them growing, and breed them with one another to try to increase that resistance which they have.
As I understand it, there are ash trees in Japan and America that are resistant to the disease.
There are preliminary reports that suggest that that is the case. So one option that perhaps should be on the table is bringing over those trees. We already have them growing, actually, in our arboreta and in trial plots at Forest Research. So one option available might be to plant out those trees. But we do hope to be able to develop a British ash tree that does have resistance, but it will take several years before we can do that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take years. So it's not really going, it's not going to save the trees that are currently going to be affected.
Unfortunately, no. Things look pretty grim for them.
Britain has a very, very large number of ash trees, doesn't it? I think we... Do we have more than most other countries?
Well, it is one of our most common trees and one that we certainly care about a great deal. And from a commercial perspective, foresters do like it as a tree. It's very resistant to squirrels, unlike some of our trees. So it's a very useful component of the mix of trees that tend to be planted in woodlands in Britain.
And is it true to say we don't have as many trees, and this sounds odd, but that we don't have as much biodiversity as other countries, many other countries?
That's right. We were under glaciers just a few thousand years ago, and all the trees that we have in the country are those lucky enough to have got here as the glaciers and tundra retreated. And so the species diversity of our whole flora is quite low. And so currently we have about 6 conifer and 6 broadleaf species that get planted commercially. Not all of those are from Britain, the most notable being Sitka spruce, of course, which is from North America and the most commonly grown forestry tree. And so by losing ash, and we've also lost larch from that portfolio as well, we are gradually losing the number of trees that foresters can plant in new woodland.
It just goes to show how important diversity is. You know, monocultures tend to be very vulnerable.
Absolutely. If a disease came in that affected Sitka spruce, it would really devastate forestry in this country.
Richard Buggs, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.